Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host,
Vincent the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Hi there, honey. I'm number one.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Gay or what?
Wow, that's weird. I can't control the volume level on my tracks on my switchboard. That sucks. Oh, well. I'll survive. Hey. It's Vince in the Bay back with you for yet another edition of Disorderly Conduct. It's Sunday, May 19, 2013. Thank you for joining me for this monumental occasion. This is my first foray into doing a sex and relationship advice show. Think of me as Dr. VITB. I can give you advice on pretty much anything related to sex and how to deal with relationships, interpersonal skills are at an all-time low among people on the internet. So I believe a lot of people need advice, and I'm here to provide it for you. I'm willing to tackle any subject, any topic that you might have, any questions pertaining to sex or relationships. Here's some questions I'm just going to throw out there. And in addition to just general sex and relationship questions, I will, since this is an internet show, radio show, I do want to concentrate a little bit, if we can, on online relationships, because it's come to my attention that more and more folks are becoming romantically involved over the internet. I mean, we have people who are essentially in long-term relationships over the internet that have never met. And in some cases, these people have been doing it for years. I actually like to meet some of the people that I'm encountering, because you kind of want to know what you're dealing with, right? None of us wants to ever see Chris Hansen walk around the corner, okay? But as with everything, when I think when you're dealing with interpersonal relationships on the internet, you should trust yet verify. Seriously. Because, hello, you folks, I don't even have to tell you how most of the listeners here, how fucking psychotic people can be on the internet. We got serious internet butt stalker action going on everywhere, especially on Twitter. It plays out on Twitter a lot. So some of the questions I'd like to cover tonight are, do you have an online sex partner? If so, how many? And do they know about each other? If you're in a physical, real-life relationship, if you have online sex, or not even online sex, just an online romantic or relationship with someone, is that cheating? What if you had an online relationship and let's say you just have strictly an online relationship with somebody? You know, you do whatever, Skype, cyber sex, or whatever it is, phone sex. And if you cyber with somebody else, is that cheating? While you're allegedly exclusively cybering with one person, is it cheating if you cyber with somebody else, like have a one-night cyber stand? We can also let's not limit ourselves just to the online world. I know a lot of you people limit yourself personally to the online world, but for those of you who spend some time outside of your parents' basement/attic, you might have some questions and issues that you might need help with as well. For example, is your relationship on the rocks? Is it in limbo? Why is it in limbo? What? You know, you always hear these people say, "Man, we're just going to take a break." Yeah, I'm going to live with the kids. He's going to get his own place. So we're just going to take a break. How do you get to that point? What else? Do you have trouble pleasing your lover in bed? This is a common problem as relationships especially exclusive monogamous relationships. It's a major problem. Keeping your lover aroused, titillated, pleased, you know, keeping it new and fresh. It's a tough thing to do. Are you able to do that? If not, do you look other way, look elsewhere? How about this? Maybe you are single and you really like somebody and you quasi have interaction with them on a, you know, consistent basis. Online, of course, though. Are you, you're inclined, you want to somehow ask that person out? Maybe they're regionally accessible, geographically close. Do you ask the person out in real life? Are you afraid to ask somebody? You don't know how to do it. Should you do it online? Because rejection, whether it's online or in real life, it's rejection either way, and it sucks. So we have to find ways to protect ourselves. But let's face it. You got to take chances in life, and you're going to fail, and that's okay. But I say you only live once, and if you have a crush and there's something you can do about it, or, you know, at the very least, if the person is worth it but not interested, they will be flattered by the advancement. But hopefully tonight, gentlemen will learn, male listeners will learn a little bit more about being a gentleman. And female listeners hopefully will know a little bit more about what it is to be a psycho cunt whore. What else? Ooh, maybe speaking of psycho cunt whores, maybe you've got a guy with a wandering eye. What do you want to do about that? What can you do about that? I would say 99.99% of the guys out there are just programmed with a wandering eye. I mean, there's a famous Italian portrait. I'll have to dig it up online. But you see them in poster shops all the time. It's a shot, I don't know. It looks like it's probably from the mid to late 40s. Italy, street corner, a bunch of out of work men hanging around a street corner. One female walking down the street. I think she had an umbrella. You know, decently dressed, but had a skirt on. And there must be something like 30 some odd dudes captured in this picture, and every single dude is looking at her legs. It's just how it is. Even in those, I bet you some of those guys were gay. Even gay men will give it up to a hot chick just on the sheer fact that, wow, hello. I mean, maybe they don't want to touch it, but they can appreciate it. It's weird how that works. Maybe you're in a relationship and you're having trouble getting the affection you need, and you communicate that to your lover, and they don't seem to reciprocate. What do you do? And of course, how many of you folks are in a destructive relationship right now? Let's admit it. Okay, let's go to the chat room. If you are currently in or have recently been in a destructive relationship, press 1 on your keypad in the chat room. That's old Reuter's been married for like 50 years. That's not good. Okay, Agent Dark Apple, guest, Steve Mack Show, Shit Wizard. Wow, a lot of people in destructive relationships. This is not good. It's good. Well, I'll tell you what's good, is that you have acknowledged the fact that you're in or were in a destructive relationship. That's step number one right there. Most of your average Asperger's, Down syndrome people, they don't get past that level, okay? You're past that level. Good for you. Now, what are we doing about it? Uranus News says relationships are for faggots. I agree. I believe that that is a correct statement. Thank you, your anus news. Old Reuter's on the line, and he's crying because I won't put him on. So, well, I kind of wanted to set the tone of the show, Reuter. And I don't know if you're familiar with my show. You usually call later in the show when you're more wasted. But I kind of structure this like, oh, I don't know, like Jay Leno meets Red Eye. I start off with a monologue, and I go to the couch and interview somebody, a caller. And then the second half of the show, it opens up to a panel discussion, and there's just no holds barred. It could go anywhere. And it's like throwing spaghetti at the wall, and just hoping something sticks. But tonight I'm trying something new. I'm trying to help folks, just give them a second opinion. Maybe they're having some sort of issue and they check their horoscope and it's just not cutting it for them. They just, it's good to have a third objective opinion. So I guess without further ado, we will welcome Old Reuter to the show. Welcome, Old Reuter.
Well, how you doing there, Mr. Vince, sir?
I'm doing great. I'm hoping to help out some folks tonight. I saw that a lot of users in the chat room were admitting to being in destructive, abusive relationships, and you were one of those people. Why do you continue to subject yourself to this destructive relationship?
My relationship, my destructive relationship, I go with good days and bad days. Like, today, I had a good day. You know I had a good day? I have been trying for a month now to try to get me a riding lawnmower, okay? This is without my wife's doing, because she would fuck it all up for me.
Uh-huh.
So, I'm sitting there and I'm thumbing through and I find this riding mower. The guy wants to trade my pistol for it. I got a 38 special, 5-inch barrel, revolver. And I was like, a Rossi, a Brazil pistol. I said, I got this. You want to trade it? And first guy said, yeah, I'll take that. And then you give me $200. And so I wrote him back and I said, fuck you. And I sent it. I found another guy in Shelbyville, had a little 9-horsepower riding mower, but it looked like a tractor. I wanted one that looked like a tractor, not one of them little rear engine.
The guy to fuck off, and then you sent him the gun?
No, no, no. I still got the gun.
I was going to say, it sounded like you said, oh, the hell with you, and I sent it anyway.
No, no.
First thing you could do is fuck off and then give him a gun. That's terrible.
I'm 84 years old. I got to get me something for what the hell I got. Hell, that gun I got, it probably shot a Cuban down in a Grenada back in the day, you know?
Hey, so, Reuter, tell me, how is this affecting your relationship with your wife?
I'm getting to that part. It's all connected. Promise me, right. it's got about 2 minutes left.
Promise, right,
promise. I haven't talked to you in a while, Vince. You owe me two minutes.
Hey, no, I don't want to rush you. This is a long format show, but okay. I am anticipating multiple callers, so I want to be fair.
I think you'll have multiple callers, and I think the callers would really like if I stayed on with you instead of you hanging up after my story and let me chit-chat with them, too.
Hey,
but
you know what?
Don't let me
out to run my goddamn show, all right?
No, it was just a suggestion, sir.
Okay? You don't have to try to push your little agenda on
it
me,
was
right?
I got no agenda. I just like being with people I love.
Just tell us the story. Just tell us the story.
I love you, man. Anyway, so I'm sitting there thumbing. Oh, that motherfucker ain't getting my pistol. Then my best buddy wants to buy my pistol, so I set up a deal for another riding mower. I told my buddy I wanted $250 for the pistol, so I can buy that mower. Big old, I can't remember the name of this thing. It's a big old fancy thing. The guy wanted $450 for it, and my boy told me, oh, I ain't going to give you $250 for that. I said, what do you give me? He says, I'll give you $150. Oh, my God. Okay, never mind. Let me go apply something else. And then I found this guy out 75 miles away from my house on Craigslist going, I got a 15-horsepower driving mower here, 42-inch deck. I'm looking for a boat, a raft, or a canoe. I had a brand new canoe I bought 7 years ago for my kids. They used it like 5 times, and it sat out in my backyard on my shed for 5 fucking years. I went, I got a fucking canoe. Pulled that off, drove that thing down to Reelsville, Indiana. I pulled it off there. He looked at it. I looked at his more. He said, here it cuts. He fired it up and cut some grass with it. And I said, that's all it needs to do. Throw that fucker in the back of the pickup truck, and we took it home.
Great, cool story, bro. Appreciate the call. 347-826-7667 is the number. I'm Vincent the Bay, and I think I might be joined right now by Nikki Smokes a Lot. Nikki, is that you?
Yes.
Hey, Nikki. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. What's that?
Thank you for having me on your show earlier.
Oh, always a pleasure. You're welcome anytime.
Yeah, I was on Nikki's show earlier with her co-host Astrid, Asteroid, and we talked it up about, what the hell, we talked about sex?
We talked about online sex, playmates.
Yeah, exactly. So, Ole Reuter, do you have any online playmates?
I've got tons of them.
Really?
Yeah, well, yeah, tons. It's like 5 of them, but they all equal a ton.
Cornfed?
Yeah, big girls need loving too. What you giggling about?
So once again,
because I get your joke.
So, tell me, Reuter, how do you feel that these online relationships affect your offline relationship and contribute to the dysfunctionality of it?
Dysfunctionality is a good twist to a relationship.
Is the internet spoiling your marriage?
Personally, from my point of view, not from Scooter Bitches, but mine. Is that what you're asking me? You're asking me if all these girl snatches I get out here on your internet are ruining my physical wife here, lying in the bed.
How much does it contribute to that, do you think?
It doesn't contribute anything to that with my lovely wife, Scooter.
You think your relationship with Scooter would be worse if you didn't have the online relationships?
Scooter is hermetically sealed, apart from all this other debauchery.
Good for her.
I put her there. As long as she...
Innocence is bliss.
As long as she don't know what I'm doing to the rest of these cunts, the better it is for her.
Uh-huh. No doubt.
You know any cunts? Know any cunts I can find real quick?
I don't know. Stick around. The night is young.
I started to say, I ain't going anywhere, and I've been pretty nice, and if I could stay out of that green room, there's a couple of pervs in there, and they don't talk to me.
Oh, no, no, no. The green room tonight is reserved for me and Nikki and other various female callers to party.
Well, now, if you're letting them in, I'll go in there. I won't knock one of them up.
I told you it's reserved.
How can you knock one up when you can't even get it up?
I can get it up, goddammit.
You can ride down to Shelbyville and get yourself some Viagra.
I don't need to go to Shelbyville. I got a fucking pick line right straight to my dick.
A pick line?
How about that one? What you going to do with that?
You're talking about relationships tonight?
No, we're talking about me getting a stiffy. I thought we were talking about my dick getting a stiffy, wasn't we? If we weren't, I'll back off. I'll back off. My bad. Uh-oh.
It's 2 minutes. 2 minutes for old Ritter talking over the host.
Sound like my vibrator.
Oh, yeah? Do you have your vibrator out right now?
Not yet.
All right. Make sure it's close.
Okay.
You know what we need? We've got a bunch of callers that we're going to bring on here, rapid fire, I think. But after Ol' Ritter, I think we all need to center ourselves. We need to relax, take a deep breath. And, he kind of brought some weird energy into the mix, and I just want to kind of clear the air, so let's go ahead and everybody just take a deep breath.
I'll play with my nipples. Relaxing.
Yeah, go ahead, play with your nipples. Are they hard right now?
Oh, yeah. They're super hard. Really horny.
That's good to know. That's good to know. You're on the right show, though. Let's go to the phone lines and see what people, what kind of advice people want tonight about sex and relationships. Let's go call her on screen. You've been on hold. Hello, who's this?
Astrid here.
Astrid, what's going on?
Hello. So we are talking about relationships tonight.
Yeah, do you have any relationship questions or advice you want to share?
I don't have any questions, but if you're wanting advice, I would have to know what to give advice on.
That's fine. We're looking for callers that actually have some sort of issue in their life, and they want some advice, some total third-party objective advice. So stay on the line, Astrid. I'm going to bring on another caller now. Go ahead. On screen, you're on the air. Hello?
It's Becca. Hey, how are you?
Hey, Becca. I'm doing good. My microphone keeps cutting in and out, but other than that, I'm doing fantastic. How are you?
I'm good. I'm sitting in the bathtub.
Oh, perfect.
Lovely.
All right, I'm going to take off my pants then. I feel overdressed.
Everyone should be comfortable.
I was just pre-balling. It always feels good at the end of the day to unbutton the buckle. And there you go. Let it breathe. There it is. Good time. Hey, it's Vince in the Bay. We're only a half hour into this show, and I haven't given any sex or relationship advice. Becca, do you need any advice on anything?
You know, I could use some, actually, because I've never really done the whole e-relationship before. I'm kind of doing that now. I think I am. I don't even know anymore what's going on. Huh? And I just don't know if it's realistic to be in a relationship that exists only on the internet, and if I should be looking for something more real, close to home.
Yeah, I would say go for the real close to home.
That sounds more logical.
But well, you know, I got a question. I have 2 cents on that.
I got a question. I want to know why you feel that you need to be in a relationship.
I don't feel like I have single. To be in one. I'd like to be in one. I've been single for a number of years, and I've improved. You know, I've had a lot of stuff I had to deal with, and I've improved. And I feel like, you know, like that's the one thing missing from my life is a relationship with somebody else, like that connection.
Are you happy with yourself as an individual?
Oh, absolutely.
Well, then that's good.
I've never actually. This is the happiest I've been in my life. I just feel like I'm missing this one piece of the puzzle, and I want it. And I was dating somebody online, and it was a really good relationship, and we had plans to meet in real life. And, you know, he's a little younger than me, and now he's just sort of treating me like I'm the bad guy, like I did something wrong. And
When was the last time that you were, like, in a dating relationship with somebody around you? I mean, how long has it been since you've been dating?
How long has it been since you've
had... talking online.
I've had dates, but since I've been in, like, a serious relationship, it was probably over 6 years ago. I got really sick. I'm bipolar, and I got really sick with bipolar and arthritis. And I was basically isolated for 6 years, and all I did was lay in bed. I was really, really, really sick. And so I got out of that almost 2 years ago now, and I've got, you know, a new career as a welder, and I'm going to school, and, you know, I have this big, full life, and I have new friends and great relationships with my family, and I'm dating this person who isn't treating me nicely.
Ditching.
I just don't know, and I don't know if it's something that I did or if he, you know, if it's because of his current supposed internet situation or whatever. And I'm not trying to put all my business in the street, but, you know, I haven't really talked to anybody about it, so it is what it is. I mean, you know, the last time I talked to him, my dad's in critical care right now. He's dying, and he was mad about something on Twitter at me. He didn't say, "How's your father? I'm so sorry he's dying. You know, how are you? I know you're in finals. Are you okay? Or, you know, can I help you? Can I do anything for you? I'm sorry." You know, it was, "I can't believe you put, you know, this person who's my enemy in your bio on Twitter." And I was just shocked and completely offended, and I don't even know, you know, if I should even put this all out there. I'm sure it'll have repercussions, but
hey,
whatever.
First of all, I don't, you know, you don't have, you can, I think you can get your story across without getting into personal details and stuff. You know, it's done all the time on, like, Love Lines and whatever. It's easy to you know, still lay out the storyline without getting into explicit details necessarily. But so you're continuing this online relationship despite its destructiveness. Are you kind of a masochist? Are you glutton for punishment? Abuse? Any sort of abuse in your history?
No, you know, there was something like that, I don't know, 20 years ago, but I don't put up with nonsense. I mean, the problem is that there hasn't been any communication. So it's, you know, there's
you know, other things that are getting in the way of sitting down and having that conversation that needs to be had. Like, you know, just answer the question and tell me, you know, what's going on. You know, if it's over, then it's over, and that's fine. You know, I mean, it's not fine. I won't, it doesn't make me happy, but, you know, it's not like I'm going to turn into crazy stalker lady or whatever. It's just like, okay, well, I hope we can be friends. See you later. You know, move on. But, I mean, this was somebody I was with for, you know, I've been with for almost 6 months. And, you know, there was a plan to be together real life. And I just don't know what changed. I don't know if it was me, if it was my, you know, if I did something wrong. And, you know, I mean, there was some drama going on and I wasn't helping the situation. So maybe it's me. Maybe I just... You know,
it's
maybe I just, it's too much
online.
To handle. It was, you know, I mean, it was on the phone, it was on Skype, it was all, you know, all that stuff.
Okay, there's these.
You know, and we're talking, you know, not like an hour here and there, we're talking like 5-6 hours at a time.
There's this, I've always believed there's this thing about online relationships. They have expiration dates, just like any other relationship, but shorter ones. You're not around each other day to day. Do you really know each other without having that physical contact? I mean, come on. And those are things you have to think about. You're going to have the jealousy. You're going to try to keep it out of the relationship at first. But then again, you're going to have the jealousy. People get crazy, and you just got to move on, shake it off. And if you're not happy in this online relationship, then just get up and move on. I think that you would be ready for a healthier, more physical relationship.
Absolutely.
I
don't understand why people take online relationships so seriously. First of all, look at that football player. You know, so many people change their identity when they get on the internet. How do you know, you know, I mean, okay, yeah, you said that you were webcamming, but, you know, when you get into this, how do you know that that's who that person is? I mean, I have people that friend me all the time. They have one picture, you know, that they're American, and then I look at their, you know, stuff, and they're in fucking Syria. Online relationships is ridiculous. I mean, any type of relationship,
yeah,
if you're in a relationship, it has to be real. It has to be intimate and physical contact.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these people that
the thing was that there was a plan for us to be together physically. It was just a matter of time. Like, I had to get through, you know, this semester of school, and then summer was going
to
be
physically,
a good
right?
time.
You
I always
had
that
meet.
Plan, and I always said, if we aren't going to be physically together at some point, I'm not doing this. Because
okay,
I won't do this for
question.
Years. I won't do this for a year. I won't do this forever. I won't do this way. So there's got to be a plan where we're going to be together or I'm out. You know,
okay,
if that means I'm alone, if that means I start dating somebody around me, whatever it is. And there was a specific plan. But I think I did something to turn him off against me. I don't think he wants me anymore.
My question is, did you make a plan? Did you meet this guy ever at all? Did you make a plan to meet this guy? Or did you make a plan to meet this guy and have a life together? That would scare the fucking shit out of me if I met somebody over the internet. And, you know, the next thing I know, well, I want to meet you because we're going to have a life together. I mean, just say me and Vince, we're just saying hypothetically, you know, we're talking over the internet and he says, well, you know, I'm coming to Indiana because I'm ready to make life with you. What the fuck? I've never even fucking met you. I need to have some type of physical contact with you before I can decide if I want to see you next week, let alone make a life with you. You can't make plans over the internet to have a life with somebody.
We didn't make that decision. What we made the decision to do.
That's what you're saying.
First of all, don't yell at me. Ever.
I'm not yelling at you
at all.
I'm not yelling at you. You'll know that I'm yelling.
Speak.
Believe me, I can yell.
Don't yell at me. We made a plan to spend the summer together. That's roughly from when I get out of school and I go back to school. That's roughly 2 months. I think that's long enough to get to know somebody and decide whether or not you want to be together or you don't want to be together. And if at any time that that relationship didn't work out, then he was free to go and there wasn't going to be any drama because I don't do that. And we talked about it and we discussed it and it was all very clear. So I trusted him completely. I don't have any problems trusting him. I am still in love with him. I still want to be with him. If he still wants to come for the summer, I want him to come for the summer. But I, you know, there was drama, and he doesn't want to be with me anymore, and that's just what it is. I can't fix it, and I can't change it. And I just wonder if I should wait for him and try to get him to come around, or if I should just move on. That's what I'm wondering.
Okay.
And this isn't about something that he did wrong or him being a killer or whatever. It's about should I invest in this and continue to invest in this because this is someone that I'm in love with, or should I just cut my loss and go? Because that's the hard decision. That's the hard decision. Do I just cut my losses and go, or do I hang on because I love this guy? Because I loved him.
We need to bring old Reuter off of timeout. He's been on timeout too long. Old Reuter, do you have a comment, any suggestions, Rebecca? Reuter, are you there still? Okay.
Hi.
Anyway, I think Reuter might be passed out. Hopefully. So, yeah, this is terrible, Beckus, and it's all online. You know what? There's no reason why you can't still be an online friend to this person. It doesn't have to be a romantic thing. I think if you have a deep enough connection with this person, it'll transcend being, you know, a physical lovey-dovey, you know, gaga goo goo relationship, which from the outside perspective is fucking disgusting and gross. I hate it when people are all gaga goo goo, especially when they're doing it openly on Twitter. It's like, get a room, get it fucking direct message or fucking Jabber or some shit.
I just feel like I did something wrong and I
I think you're just being yourself, and let's face it, you're kind of wacky, and you know sometimes you get carried away, and whatever. Some people.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Never.
Why are you crying?
She's emotional. She's emotional.
Why are you speaking to me like
crying? Over an internet relationship?
Why are you speaking to me like crying is some sort of, you know, bad thing to do? You know, humans do
that.
I
don't understand why you're crying over an internet relationship. Somebody that you've never even met. I'm not judging you. I just don't understand
the fact that you think that you know everything. You don't know everything.
I do know him, and I do love him.
You don't like it?
But
then
you don't
like it too bad. But you're not
going
to pop down to me like I'm some fucking bitch on the street that you can talk down to who isn't educated and who doesn't know anything. You're not going to fucking talk to me like that. I don't know who the fuck you think you are, but it ain't going to happen.
You know, let me tell you something.
Don't talk to
you
like that. If you really want to know why I'm crying, I'll tell you why I'm crying. Don't
you
dare talk to me like that.
You need to get on the motherfucking internet to have herself a life.
Okay, the ladies are in the green room. Let's hope they can work that out. We got a lot of callers. Let's see who else is here. I think we got Jalen now. What's up, Jalen?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, nothing much. What did you want to call in about tonight?
You know, bronies, you know, but, you know, all that girl bitching really psyched me out. I didn't think that escalated from 0 to 20 in like 10 seconds.
Yeah.
So
do you want to keep listening to it or?
I mean, bro, listen. I mean, I don't know how arguing can evolve from dating or you know, catfish, because you know what a catfish is, right?
Hey, bro.
Huh?
Hey, bro.
Yeah.
2 minutes. 2 minutes for calling me bro. 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 347-826-7667 is the number. I'm Vince of the Bay, and tonight we're giving relationship and sex advice. I have some sexperts with me. Astrid is still here.
Yes.
Thank you.
That kind of freaked me out a bit. I don't know what went on there.
Well, welcome to the Vince and the Bay Show. Welcome to the Vince and the Bay Show. So we're going to try another call here. Go ahead. Another caller waiting patiently. Unscreened caller, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, caller, that's you. Yes. Who are you and what's on your mind?
This is Chase.
Hello, Chase.
Hey, Chase.
And I'm calling. I just joined, but what the heck was happening with those two girls?
You want to find out?
Slash, who were they?
That would be Nikki and Beckus. They're in the green room still fighting. Do you want to go in there?
I kind of do.
All right. The show. Enjoy.
All right.
Chase, now in the green room with Nikki and Beckus. 347-826-7667 is the number. We got Hammurabi's code on the line. Hammurabi, what it do?
It do a lot of fucking gifts, Vince. Lots and lots of gifts. Do you know how many GIFs are on the internet right now? It's an insane amount. I can assure you of that. And I've only stumbled across a handful of them. But I've got racist goats. The most adorable cat GIF you've ever fucking seen in your life. Cats walking on their back feet. Like, you name it. I've got it. What do you want? Pick your poison. What would you like to see happen?
I want a pig eating cat bacon.
A pig eating cat bacon?
Yeah, like kill the cat, fry it up. Yeah, you know, use
okay,
it.
Okay, well that's just unreasonable. I mean, nobody's heard of cat bacon.
Fatten up a cat like the Chinese do. And make, you know, half the bacon in China is cat or dog meat.
Of course, or rat.
That's disgusting. I mean, cats are delicious. That's a well-known fact. But rats...
Oh, hey, I love rat on a stick at the local China buffet.
Okay, we looks like we have another request for the green room.
What did
is that
I
you?
Miss?
I'll get you up to speed. Hang on. Reuter, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Okay, you want to go in the green room with Nikki, Beckus, and Chase?
Yeah. Is Chase a chick?
No, Chase is a dude.
Oh. Is he a young dude?
Yeah, kind of. He's kind of a perp. That's kind of perp.
Is he kind of like a twink?
I think he might be like a B-tard or something. Or
Throw me in there.
There you go. All right, so we have four people in the green room. The show within the show. I almost feel like I should check to see how it's going.
God damn it. I want to put them on. If they're going at it, I want to hear this shit. This could be...
God, it is gnarly in there.
Nikki can get very heated.
It's very, very, very gnarly in there. I don't know if you want to go in. Do you really want to... Hammurabi, are you serious?
Put them on.
People in the chat room. Okay, let's take it. It's really. It's not. I think it's.
Well, what's the background? What are they arguing about? Because if it's dumb shit, I don't really care.
It's probably not even where it started anymore.
Oh yeah, no, it's escalated to God knows what, but it's vile. So if you want me to bring them out of the green room, press 1. This is. Totally off topic. This is turning into Jerry Springer.
Mm.
And whatever, you know, I'm a benevolent dictator. I listen to the people, and it looks like the people want to talk and want to hear what these folks are talking about. It's going to get nasty, folks. So,
oh, bracers,
you guys ready?
Well, fuck.
Okay.
What's the background? Real quick.
The background is I was doing a sex show tonight. Previous to my sex show, I was on with Astrid and Nikki doing their sex show, and I asked them to come over and hang out here for a bit. And Becca's called in, and somehow, I don't know, we were talking about something, and I think Nikki might have was like talking over Becca's, and then Becca's got mad, and then it just escalated from there, I think.
I fulfilled your gift request on Twitter, by the way.
I'm gonna unmute them all. Here we go. Get ready.
Are all the lesbos in here mounted on there like crotches and just being quiet?
I'm straight, so I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, you're here in the green room. What you drinking, lady?
Hey, have you guys worked everything out in here?
No, I talked to my kid trying to get my niece to like send me some dirty pictures, but all I ended up getting like was an order of Diet Coke to my house. So that's what I got.
What the fuck?
Yeah, I know. That's fucked up. So, there are like two broads in here like fighting in each other, right?
Great.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I suppose.
Yeah.
I mean, we're not really that big of a deal.
What are we fighting about?
Two of my online friends.
Hmm. Yeah.
I don't let bitches talk down to me. That's all.
I got this, Vince. Cut me some slack, Vince. Cut me some slack. Go
Wait,
go do your show and let me do what I do.
Rudy,
go do what you do. Go do what you do, Vince. Let me do what I do. And give me 5 minutes and come back in here. All right?
I'm guessing he doesn't get paid very much for therapy.
Okay, 347-826-7667 is the number. We're almost done with hour number one, thank God. There, folks. Okay, so I put somebody on timeout, and I forgot who it was. Do you guys remember who I put on timeout?
The dude who called you bro, dude.
Oh, yeah. I'm not your bro, bro. You're back. Bro?
Bro? Brosif?
Brofenstein?
Did he die of brolio?
Brosif Stalin.
Who? Did you say your name was Brosif Stalin?
Brosif Stalin.
Brosif Stalin. Got it. Thanks, bro. Got it.
No problem, bro.
Bro.
You know who my favorite president is? It's Abraham Lincoln.
Put him.
That was terrible.
Wow.
347-826-7667 is the number if you need some sort of sexual or relationship related advice. Please dial in if you want to have if you want to do some sort of demonstration. I'm happy to have it is, ladies and gentlemen, by the way, Masturbation Month here on the blog.
Yes, Masturbation Month.
That doesn't even exist.
Okay,
it's Masturbation Month all year long on the internet. Are you kidding me?
Well, no, come on. It's like Black History Month. Okay, you know, we celebrate black shit outside of February. It's whatever.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't think those two things are alike.
Are you kidding me? They're totally alike.
No, one is way more popular.
Well, it's hard to say because, well, no, it's really not. Everybody would like a day off work, but everybody's going to masturbate, so.
A day off work for it, I masturbate at work. There's downtime.
Beckus.
There's downtime.
Beckus here?
Mm-hmm.
You requested some Lords of Acid. Right?
Good call.
Beautiful choice.
And I can't, and oh, here it is. So we're going to hear some of that, take a break, and come back with more old Rooter, I think. He's, did I put him on timeout? I did, I think. I'll bring him off timeout after.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay.
Don't quit your day job.
Mentre la multinazionale Thomson si è impadronita di tutti I brevetti della DPL e la ricerca ufficiale sembra si sia concentrata su applicazioni industriali di scarso interesse sociale e comunicativo, il sogno dei pionieri delle realtà virtuali perché queste siano condivise da più persone ed economicamente accessibili a tutti sembra allontanarsi. Ma la sperimentazione indipendente non si è fermata e oggi, grazie ad alcuni geniali creativi, è possibile accedere a dei sistemi di realtà virtuale a basso costo e condivisi. Parliamo di Rentro 86 insieme a un balcone.
Finish him.
These tough fighters are really something else.
Flawless victory. Friendship.
Call in now, biatches. 347-826-7667. And now your host, Vince in the Bay.
What up, Philly Negro?
Is this thing on? Hello? Beckus, are you there?
Mm-hmm.
Astrid, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Huh?
Hammer up there.
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, Rudy, are you in the building?
Who's just sitting there pushing buttons on their phone?
I don't know. I have about... Let's see, I have 7 people unmuted right now. I have no clue. Whoever that is, please do not continue to press your buttons because you'll be pressing Hammurabi's buttons. Okay, we're taking calls, 347-826-7667, taking relationship and sex advice calls, hopefully trying to solve people's dilemmas on the right path. And we're now joined by somebody who hopefully we can help out. This is Josh Tyson. Josh Tyson, welcome to the show.
What's up, guys?
Hey, Josh, what brings you to the program tonight?
Well, I found out Friday that I got my girlfriend pregnant.
Oh,
congratulations.
Well, I should say ex-girlfriend, actually.
That's even better.
Even better, you deserve it. Score.
Yes, it's pretty fucking awesome.
So, how are you feeling about it right now?
I feel like I probably should fix things with this girl.
Fix things? You want to get her fixed? You want her to be? Are you pro-choice? What's going on?
I'm pro-choice. I'm completely pro-choice, but I'm also all for her doing what she needs to do. Like, she's not really pro-choice, so I'm totally cool with her.
She controls her. Right. Within her body, she controls
her part
of her. Exactly. What's up, buddy? So how old is your girlfriend or ex-girlfriend?
She's 18. I'm 20.
Oh, you are fucked.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Completely fucked.
Wait, is she going through with the pregnancy?
And what?
She's going through with it. She's going to keep it. All that.
That's what she's telling me right now.
Oh, she's not a smart girl.
I
have a question. Have you actually seen proof that she's pregnant? Has she shown you a test or a printout, or have you went to the doctor with her?
We went to the doctor's on Friday.
So you have heard for yourself from a doctor that she is indeed pregnant.
I took her to the doctor.
She's sleeping
because
around.
Because if not, I guess what that means is she's fooling him into pregnancy to get money for an abortion, right? Because that's a trick one of you
this
guys
will not
pull.
Stand, you know? This aggression will not stand, man.
Exactly. This aggression will not stand. This is lawfare.
So how old are you? Do you want to be a dad?
I'm 20, and I don't know how I feel about it. I mean, I'm okay with it, I guess. Like, I can handle it. I make enough money to do it, I guess. But it's not the time I wanted to have a goddamn kid.
Yeah, you're not ready to have a kid.
What? I don't know. Everybody who's ever had children, the first thing they say is, you're never ready. But, you know, somehow guys and women both manage to get ready by the time the child's there, you know.
You know, my ex is 32 now, and she's a fucking child.
She is
a fucking psychotic child.
It's a blessing in disguise. It will force you to be more responsible. You know, this isn't like a plant that you have to water three times a day or a week. You know, this is a living human being that you need to help nurture. And there's so many kids that have broken homes and don't have a father figure or a mother figure or whatever.
I don't want that.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, a lot of people, they want you to be realistic and they want to talk about the burdens of child raising or child rearing. They want to talk about how much it costs. I mean, but I've never met a single person who has children that says, if I could do it all differently, I wouldn't have this child. They may say, I would have picked another mother or I would have picked another father, but they never say, I wish I wouldn't have had this child. No parent has ever said that. And I think that's something to keep in mind if you, you know, are considering, you know, wanting to raise your child. I mean, ultimately the decision is up to you and your girlfriend, ex-girlfriend, I guess, but nobody ever says, I regret this child. They say, I regret the time or, you know, something like that, but. You know, that's something also to think about. And I know a lot of people are going to fill your head with statistics and numbers and how many ways you can fail, but it doesn't have to necessarily be like that if you're determined to be the kind of father that you either had or wanted.
Now, Josh, you say you're trying to, you're thinking about mending this relationship?
We both want to fix the relationship now. Like, I mean, before I even knew that the baby was, like, a real thing, we were trying to fix us. And now, like, I just have a real reason to actually fix the whole relationship.
If I may ask, what steps have you taken to try to mend this relationship and make things right?
I stopped talking to other people, and we started talking again, I guess, where she's planning on moving in again.
She's going to move in?
Yeah, of course. I want to grow up with my kid in my house.
Well, that's a good step. Okay, now, what sort of relationship did you have before? Why did you decide to call it quits?
Call it quits because I was a fucking asshole to her sometimes. Like, it was pretty much my fault, just being a fucking dick.
Now, how so? Can you elaborate?
Like, she would go to her mom's house probably for, like, a week, like, just to, like, see her mom if she didn't see her, and then I'd get all fucking pissed off and just be a douchebag to her. Like, I don't know, I was just being a fucking idiot. And it's, like, shit that I could have easily prevented.
But you're willing to admit that and take steps in the future. Well, that's all you really need to admit it and try to do better.
Yeah, she's not up for naming it, like,
I'm sorry, what was that?
347-826-7667 the number. I'm Vince in the Bay. We're taking your calls. I've got Perv Pinata with us now. Welcome, Perv Pinata.
Hello, Vince.
How are you, darling?
I'm great. How are you?
Oh, so much better now that you're here.
Well, I thought I would call in and just give some advice to people that are dealing with online relationships.
Mm-hmm.
Because, let's face it, if it's an online relationship, it's not a real relationship. And it's never going to be a real relationship.
Indeed.
Got my ass in trouble.
I think that's wrong because I met my girlfriend on the internet.
But you're together in real life, correct?
Well, now we are, yeah.
Got so, I mean, my
exactly.
ass in trouble.
Online relationship can turn into something for real.
Big old trouble.
Exactly. But unless it has that end point of meeting in real life, it's not
Were
going
able to
be
filter
a relationship.
Her out by within 5 miles? Yes?
What?
Trapped guy. Were you able to filter your girlfriend in a result query of about 5 miles?
I bet she's a good half.
Yeah, she's going to stand down with me.
So, yeah, she already lived there. You were on fucking Oh No Cupid or whatever.
Facebook.
And that's different.
What? Am I coming to bed and get some pussy? Let's go. So, you got Greg Mike's sweaty balls. Or I have to take a shower. Who's that whore you're, like, hugging on?
I agree with her, Pinata.
That's a tree.
What? It's a never... You're talking to someone all the way across the country.
Take another pill?
Even in a different country.
One?
It's never going to be a fucking real relationship. It's not real.
It's not real unless there is an end point where you say you're going to meet and you meet in real life.
It's stimulation for your mind. That's all it is.
Hey.
Yeah, Reuter, you're there. What's up? Reuter, go ahead.
I missed everything that was going on. I was trying to debate the old lady how much of this friggin' Ambien I could have before I got back on here.
Wow.
I won.
We have 5 minutes left to go. Oh, Chase, you're back.
Yeah, what up, Vince?
So, Chase, how... How many online relationships have you ever had going on simultaneously?
Simultaneously? Like 16?
Simultaneously, pussy?
16? Damn.
You are my god.
Now that is some fucking multitasking right there.
Ain't no that's not multitasking. That's just like lining them all up and sticking the fucking high-hired one in their shithole.
And so...
I doubt there's even dates involved except a couple of glasses of Pepsi Cola in front of them.
No,
and lots of lube and some tissues.
No, you don't need none of that in a hot San Francisco sun. You want some lube? You can find you a couple of them chickens and just bust all that like egg yolk all over it and hammer down. Hope the hell you ain't pumping it so hard you turn it into a fucking tube steak omelet.
I'm weirdly relating to everything you're saying.
And I swear to God, if you get done and it's got cheese on it, you might want to go to the free clinic.
That sounds like a brony problem.
Okay, so the guy that had the 16 online relationships... Okay.
Yes.
What did you get out of having an online relationship? I mean, what
Facebook photos?
I've
actually only been involved with one, and it was like during a time that I just really needed somebody to talk to. Like I didn't.
he turned queer on that one.
Yeah. What a pussy.
Oh, you prick.
So it wasn't exact, and this was another point I was going to make. Online relationships are about you need somebody to talk to, you're going through a bad time in your life, you feel lonely. That's all my relationships are.
I don't see the point to them.
They're
just scamming bitches out of nudie pics. But I'll admit I've never been in one, so I'm not the best judge.
Fucking nudie pick. Didn't you expect?
I'll admit I use them when I'm bored. When I'm bored, sitting around. Hey, let's go talk fucking dirty.
You take that man and you go fucking dirty. That's what you're supposed
to
do.
I do think that if you click with somebody online and there is that plan to meet in real life, it can definitely become a real relationship.
Well, the new third base is online.
It's just another way of meeting somebody, like getting to know somebody, and then you can meet them and actually have like a more physical relationship. But
this is true. Well, I mean, if you're going to have an actual relationship with someone, you have to be able to communicate. So,
it really bumps me out. For some reason, I cannot manipulate the audio volume on my sound clips tonight. That's disappointing. I was trying to cue that up. Sorry, Astrid. Why don't we take this brief moment here for you to plug your show that you do, a sex show with Nikki. Was it once a week?
Twice a week. Yes. Well, we do a sex show twice a week on Thursdays and Sundays, 11 p.m. Eastern. You can follow Nikki on Nikki Smokes a Lot of Kush and our Obey page, www.facebook.obey, and you can find us there. We post the link every Thursday and Sunday.
Excellent.
And also, if you like sexy pictures, we have some of the best.
Yes, you do. I've seen them. They're awesome.
One of my greatest joys is exploiting women. I'm a woman myself, and I will exploit you if you're going to pose nude or sexy, or I want to see it, and I will show everyone else.
Well, you can CC me on any of that or tag me on Twitter, whatever you have to do. Stuff. I look away for a minute and somebody's like, oh, did you see so-and-so's nudes? Oh, yeah. What? Huh? Yeah, a lot of times I need to be caught back up on things.
See, that's the thing. Men are visual creatures. I've always believed that.
Yeah. Do you like Two Live Crew?
I'm sorry?
Do you like Two Live Crew?
Live Crew.
Two Live Crew. Am I Patriot Gregging?
No, evidently I can't hear tonight.
Hey, Ham Robbie, am I Patriot Gregging?
No. Nikki's just high.
That's not Nikki. That's Astrid. He rage quit because Becca's like got mad at her. I feel really bad.
What a faggot.
Nikki,
but no,
well,
you're
Nikki
not Patriot Gregging.
Nikki wasn't supposed to stay on the whole show anyway, but it's kind of too bad how she just kind of left. It's too bad people can't get along, but whatever. I appreciate her coming on, and I had a great time with you and her on that show, so yeah, we'll do it again.
Yeah.
Okay, let's take another call on screen. Caller, you're on the air. Who's this?
Shadow.
Hello? No. I have not responded. You're on the air. Who's this?
Shadow.
Major background. Yeah, hi. Hello? Caller dropped. Should we call him back?
Yeah.
Call him back. Unless he calls, tries to call back. That was a terrible connection.
Yeah, it was Shadow.
That was not Shadow, dude. It didn't sound like Shadow.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. No, that... I recognize Shadow's background white noise, and that's not how it sounds like.
You didn't hear him start going, hey?
No, that could have been anybody, dude. Okay, let's try this again. I'm going to call him back.
Leave a message if they don't answer.
Trying to call in right now.
No, they're not.
Hey, caller. Sorry, we got cut off there. What was that?
I was actually hoping my girlfriend and I, we've been having a lot of problems actually getting anywhere in the bedroom as far as anything, so I was hoping I could go out and pick something up for her, like some Lacy, something that would make her feel any better. Do you have any like suggestions? Like, are there any stores that do like bacon flavored?
Bacon
flavored edible underwear and bras, yes.
Just use a pound of raw bacon.
Ooh, I saw a dress like that online. That was hot.
Sponge.
But the problem...
They're starting to make bacon sex products. I know there's lube that tastes like bacon. I think there's condoms that taste like bacon
now.
The problem is, though, is like I'm not going to be able to get her to put raw bacon down there. Do you guys understand that? She's not going to fall for that. She's going to think that I'm trying to give her an infection or something. That's nasty.
No, I'm talking about, like, artificial flavoring.
Well, at first you talked about get a pound of bacon. Like, I like that idea, but she's not going to fall for it. Is there any way that we can talk her into that?
I said get some bacon-flavored bacon lube or bacon-flavored condoms.
The first thing I heard someone say was get a pound of bacon.
Well, why don't you cook a pound of bacon, and you can have her, like, lay naked on the kitchen table, and then you can put, like, bacon and sushi all over her body and eat it
bacon
off.
Bacon butt plugs.
That's not going to work, see, but I bet we could make a bacon thong and deep fry it, and it would retain its shape, and I could get her in it.
Turn her into a bacon buffet.
Fuck yeah.
Bacon all over her.
And tie her up.
Give her a whole pig.
Ooh, I saw this thing online. It was like this Satanism bondage. It was a pentagram, and her titties were in the middle of it, and I could put bacon everywhere. That'd be so great. I could put the grease on her nipples like it's hot wax.
You might ask her permission before you do that.
Well, that's why I'm talking to you guys first, because, I mean, I haven't even been able to make it in there and make out with her without it being awkward. So, I mean, how would I bring up any of these bacon-related thoughts of mine?
Well, first of all, if your girlfriend
the best
is not
a something romantic first, and then spring the weird stuff on us.
Well, I try. I mean, I just took her out to dinner and everything, and I didn't get outside the restaurant. You know what I mean?
To try anything new and kinky, bacon-related, you just need to get a different girlfriend.
But we've been together for so long, I can't just leave her because now all of a sudden I'm into bacon. Like, that's fucked up.
That's a deal breaker.
I can eat as much bacon as I want, but I mean, the fact that I can't put it on my girlfriend doesn't mean that I should be able to walk away from her. We have kids.
Oh,
well, maybe start with the bacon sex products first and kind of surprise her with them.
Okay.
And then you can move forward into the land of pork.
What? Land of pork? Do you think if I play my cards right, I can end with like a whole entire like Japanese buffet all over her of all pork products?
That's what I said. I think you could try it. She might go for it. It's kind of sexy. I mean, what's her name tried it in one of those Sex and the City movies. I don't know, her and her boyfriend ended up having a fight, but she laid herself naked on the table and she dressed herself in sushi. So why can't you do it with bacon?
That's very true.
Make, you
I mean,
know,
I take
you can
shrimp.
Get chocolate-covered strawberries with bacon wrapped around. You can get a dozen of those bacon roses.
Bacon-wrapped prawns? Hell yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, you can order a dozen bacon roses.
Snack.
I mean, it's all about romance. When you're trying to get your girl to do something that she might be hesitant about, you got to romance her into it. You got to kind of convince her it's a good idea with gifts and things. It's usually the best way.
A wand and maybe a necklace first, you're saying?
Exactly.
A pearl necklace.
Anything's better than asking or pleading. So
yeah, I'm not just going to, like, sit her down in the car and be like, baby, I really want you to wear a bacon-covered thong, you know? Like, that's just out of the blue. That's ridiculous. You know, I know I'd have to have a little finesse in class about it. That's why I called you guys. Didn't have anybody else to talk to you about, you know, anything like this.
Well,
kind of awkward.
I think if you are romantic about it, that you would be surprised the length a girl is willing to go if she's in love with you.
I will take that to heart. I will put that in my book of game.
I think you'll be just fine. Just be nice about it.
Very nice. High five.
Who's the girl in the that she would love a man like that? I need a phone number.
Do what?
Nothing. Is there anything? What did you say? Sorry.
Put you in the green room, and you guys can work things out in there.
I'm the first part of that. I'm sorry.
Oh, I think Vince put us in the cloud or the green room.
Wait, can you guys hear me?
Greg. Who's going to the green room?
Hello?
Hi.
Hello.
Oh, you guys can hear me again.
Yeah.
I'm not sure now.
Everybody's unmuted. Everybody, you have one, two. Rebecca, Seth, Chase, Josh, and Inverted Pinata. And all. And some... Are you watching?
Big fat nigger cocks. Nigger, 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 nigger.
Quick question.
Can't cut me.
30 minutes left of cavalry. Can you?
I have my phone up my ass. Can you hear me fart? I heard this was a chat line for bronies.
I said that somebody to the Ann account did some sort of prank where they pretend this is a brony show. I have done an anti-brony show in the past. It was actually one of my highest listened to shows. I did anti-brony show.
Under those circumstances that you have helped fight bronies, then I apologize for all the inconvenience I've caused you. These bronies are really annoying, and it makes me want to kill people. It's just like the fur fags. We need a whole nother operation. Anonymous needs to step up and dismantle itself from the brony empire.
I'm all about the war on bronies. I will support that forever. I thought it was a great opening to that operation, and happened on that show. People, you know what? Next time I do a brony show, I'm going to disguise it as a pro brony show.
Yes.
I will not be calling in on that show. That's for sure.
No, that's what's great about that is that you're going to get the message to the people who it actually needs to get to, the fat people who are actually in their basement claiming anonymous, making the worst name possible for us, and all they're doing is just trading pictures of My Little Pony. It's really stupid.
Oh, in fact, I'll probably just do a whole different account and just make it like Pinkie Pie's whatever, Magic Carpet Ride or some shit, and rip. And then
basically, what can I do to help you with this anti-brony mission? Like, if you can tell me a date and a time and what time zone you'll be in, I can make sure that 4chan's aware. So that way all the bronies can be like, oh, well, someone's actually, you know, I don't know what I can actually do, but I'm pretty sure I can get a lot of people to your show.
Come up with some ideas about the theme of the show and how I'm going to promote it, but I'll definitely be in touch. It's going to be put out there as a pro bono show, and then it's going to be sabotaged halfway through the middle by the who knows? We'll hire somebody like the GNAA or whoever, Russell League or the BWC, whoever. We'll get somebody to infiltrate, and there'll be plenty of white mad people. To
just get the best person you can find at your staff. Just start a prank war and make everything recorded and let the internet decide who generates lulls and by that account decides to fucking to take over the show. Yeah, like just give them access to the show. You know, because they work for you.
Patriot Greg.
Yeah.
Except the number, another caller on the air, on the line. Go ahead, caller, you're on the air. Who's this?
This is Chase. I accidentally hung up.
Chase is back. All right, Chase. So, Chase, currently in a relationship, and how's that working out again?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
Vince, you keep on breaking up.
Oh, really? Am I Patriot Greg?
Patriot Greg.
The chat room
can
barely hear you. Yeah, the chat
room's saying the same thing. No one can hear you. Oh. How about that? What are you doing? How'd you guys make it so yummy? I don't know. I'm putting up 2 minutes. But, really bad back, hideous background noise. 2 minutes. All right. We have 2 minutes left to go in the show, so there's plenty of time for you to call in. I know there's a lot of people listening who might be first-time listeners. Why not? Or, long-time listeners never calling in. You should call in. We're talking. We can help you with your... If you're shy, but you have some legitimate sexual or relationship issues, you have multiple online cyber relationships.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Yeah, my friend, actually my roommate, he has kidney stones, and he's like having huge problems like keeping hard and like fucking his girl. Is there anything he can do?
Find her another
from
guy.
Kidney stones.
That's what he says. I don't know if he's actually having kidney stones, but I'm pretty sure he
kidney
is.
Kidney stones wouldn't have anything to do with that unless he was passing one. Honestly, at that point, he would be in too much excruciating pain to want to have sex. I can promise you that.
He's saying it might be another issue. He's saying it's been like weeks after he's passed them that, like. It still hurts. Is that, like, normal?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I've never had a kidney stone, so I really don't know.
Yeah, no. They're excruciating. I mean, like, you go to the hospital and you have a kidney stone, they hook you up to, like, the super good pain meds. And, you know, sometimes it can take a while. Like, once it forms... like you usually don't feel it, but once it breaks loose and then starts to kind of float around your kidney and then pass through, that's when it hurts. And it hurts so bad, I mean, it's hard to breathe. Like, they give you, you know, morphine or even something stronger when you go into the hospital for something like that. So, I mean, depending on, like, the size or whatever, I mean, it sounds gross, but, like, it could have lingering pain for, like, a while. But, I mean, you also might want to get checked for an STD.
Well, that's not me. So,
I'm just saying. I mean,
whoever.
I think he'd be kind of weirded out if I went up to him and be like, "Yo, you think you should get checked for an STD?"
I mean, if you're sexually active, you have to consider that you've been exposed. You know, most people don't even use condoms like properly,
yeah.
And because they don't, they expose themselves to STDs.
Yeah.
It would be embarrassing to go get tested, but it would be more embarrassing to be permanently impotent or infertile.
Holy shit, that happens.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
You know. It's a better idea to get tested, make sure everything's okay, go make an appointment with your regular doctor or urologist, have everything checked out. You know, and there's pain medication they can give you for when you have kidney stones, if you get them often, that you can stay on every day, and it will actually, it's a painkiller and it prevents kidney stones. It's called Lodine. That's what I would, you know, tell him. I mean, I would say, you know, just to make sure everything's...
What's that? Be able to hear. I said, he probably might be able to hear you saying my phone's loud as fuck and he's one room over. I'm surprised he didn't come in here and smack me up.
Until then, if he can't get it up, then he just needs to go buy a strap-on to hammer his girlfriend.
I told him, he needs to buy a strap-on and fucking just please his girl.
Exactly.
Or maybe she can get one and she can
please him.
Be there.
Yeah, and then she can return
the other way
around.
No. Hit that G-spot on the difference.
No.
Oh,
I mean, maybe she'll hit the... The
guys,
prostate or whatever
so
from that
scared?
Angle and it'll get hard.
Why are you so scared for anything to go near your ass? Doesn't make you gay.
Okay, thank you.
And everybody goes quiet. Come on.
Yes, it's eggs only. Yes. 1, 2. Hello?
Hello.
Yeah?
And BTR always gives me these. What? An electric conversation. We're just kind of no holds barred. I think we're actually growing relationships right here on the air in real time. At some point, you guys might need some advice about your newly formed relationships here on the radio or the internet. You know. But if
totally possible.
If anybody
how often
else
do you have, how often
huh?
do you have these? How often do you have these shows, Vince?
Oh, wonderful. Depends on my schedule.
How do I, do you have a Twitter?
Yes. It's Vincent DeBay. And I try to do at least a couple a week. But, it's basically free-form, caller-based show. Every once in a while, I'll have a special guest or an actual topic. But for the most part, it's...
And he doesn't pay attention if the Warriors are playing.
Yeah, the Warriors, I get distracted when one of my home teams is participating in a sporting a very crucial event. I decided to not even do shows while they were on so I could just watch the game because I would get too distracted. some of the worst, as far as talk radio goes, forget it, terrible. For the most part, the show starts off with, you know, promising, but then it usually devolves into... essentially a conference call for retards.
Did you just call me a retard?
I wasn't saying necessarily tonight. It's doing that. Yeah, I don't know.
That's so unpolitically correct.
You know what? I don't know.
Literally.
I love that this show is not politically correct.
Yes. Open lines usually, call-based show, phone calls usually take priority, and every once in a while, a special guest who has the balls to do this. And yeah, but I'm surprised the Wrestle League is not in the house. I don't see any of the Wrestle League. They must be too. They're so caught up with tiny chats now that they just don't even. That's all they do. Just tiny chat to death.
I just followed you on Twitter.
Friends can't let friends find that, folks.
I think I did.
Sweet. I'll follow you back if I can find you.
Nikki smokes a lot. Is that who's on the? Is that still who's on this right now?
No. Nikki was on earlier.
Is Becca on?
We are now down to Beckus, Josh, Perv, Pinata, Chase, and that's it, and me, Vince LeBay. And there's another caller looking. They have not pressed. That caller has not pressed 1. The caller wants to join the conversation. Just press 1, and I will add you. Need any sort of relationship advice, sexual advice, maybe you're having trouble performing in the bedroom. You want to ways to spice things up.
The only way is bacon.
No. Being an avowed member of anti-bacon sec, I don't even use this platform to promote that. So this should be a bacon-free zone.
I actually don't even eat meat, so.
You're biking. Bacon stack. Yeah, it's cool. And dude, seriously. So all these people submitted music for the show, and none of them are here. Except for Beckus, and I already played her song. Yeah, I had Neil Rauhauser wanted to dedicate a Little Richard song to Asher MacFags.
You can play songs? Play Borgor Love.
Vince.
No. I have so many requests and I'm backlogged that I'm not going to get to play them all.
That's just a very good
at like
song
6 requests. Of course, that was what?
I need to hang up, so I just wanted to tell you good night.
Hey, good night. Thank you so much for calling in. Do you have any final thoughts you want to add before you hang up?
Let's see. Let's just go with the final thought from the last conversation, and that is, remember, always glitter the tits.
That's awesome.
Good night, everybody.
Good night. All right. Wow.
Good night.
Blur the tits. I'll remember that. That's a good one. Okay, folks. We still have time to take more calls, believe it or not, but we're getting dangerously close to being done with this show. It's been
I'm sure you're relieved.
Wacky ride. I don't feel like I've really given any relationship advice at all. There was a little bit of banter that some of the ladies kind of filled in, but
sorry.
Up in the air about whether or not I should do another sex and relationship advice show.
No, you definitely should. It's a touchy. It can be a touchy subject, and if somebody, it's hard to have somebody be hard on you when you're saying something and you're vulnerable. It's difficult. So it's like, I know it's Vince in the Bay, but it's not always easy to be tough and.
I'm like, oh, okay. I mean, I just got, you know, I mean.
Is somebody just peeing on my show?
I think someone was.
Who's peeing on my show? That's like a schmoop move.
It's somebody not me, peed, I'm in my...
Somebody else peed on my show the other day, too.
Oh, you're a nigga. You're a nigga.
I appreciate people urinating live during my broadcasts. I know this is sometimes a little bit of a shit show, so to speak. I can understand why somebody would want to virtually urinate on my broadcast. But if you can, just try to pretend that you want to exert some sort of semblance of civil, you know, just humanity. You know, just be civil. Come on. Mute. I don't care that you're listening to me in the bathroom. Just mute. You're not, no, nobody pissed. He didn't piss me off by pissing on the show. Okay. No, I'm not pissed off. I'm not mad. Have I ever told you guys about Susanna?
No, who's Susanna? First time listener.
Really? You haven't heard about Susanna?
Nope.
People in the chat room, have you heard about Susanna? Have I told you about Susanna? I'm going to end the show telling you about Susanna. It's actually a great way to end the show, actually.
Everyone's saying no.
Everyone, whoever.
Someone's saying we don't want to know about her, though.
Yes, you have. Don't play it. Okay. Melissa saying no. Shadows Fly saying no. Anybody who has not heard it and wants to hear it, press 1. Per Pinata saying no. Chef RRD, no. Bite like Tyson says one. Oh, Shadowfly is giving a 1. Octopus is giving a 1. Dark Apple is giving a 1. Guest is giving a 1. Okay, I think that's a 1. I think, okay, we'll finish the program by me telling you about Susanna. All right, it's unanimous. It's unanimous. Yep, there we go. It's all right. So you're a first time listener. I haven't told you, you've heard about Susanna.
All right.
How about Becca? So have you heard about Susanna? Have I told you about Susanna?
No, but I'd like to clarify. I was not going to the bathroom. I'm still in the bathtub.
Oh, that's perfect.
That's what you heard.
I remember. No, I heard something else. I had you muted, and I heard one of the dudes peeing on the show. But I did. I did hear the lapping water.
I had to pull the drain up for a second because the water was getting too high. But
all right. Well, hey,
that's what you heard. I'm just telling you. I wasn't peeing.
So I hope we can do it. It's been real. I hope we can do it again soon. And I'm going to tuck you all into bed now with a little tale about my old gal pal, Susanna. Oh. We sit together on the sofa with the music way down low. I've waited so long for this moment. It's hard to believe it's really so. The door is locked, there's no one home. They've all gone out, we're all alone. Susanna, 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 I'm crazy loving you.
Susanna, I'm crazy loving you.
I put my arm around your shoulder. Run my fingers through your hair. It is a dream, I can't believe it. It took so long, it's only fair. And then the phone begins to ring. And a stranger's voice on the other end of the line says, "Oh, I'm sorry, wrong number. You fucking whore.
Susanna.
Susanna. Susanna, you motherfucking whore. Susanna. Susanna. Susanna, you crazy fucking whore." That's right, Susanna. I know what the fuck you're doing. Yeah, fellas, watch out for the Susanna bitch. You know who I'm talking about. Yeah, I'm not talking about your regular garden variety dirty slut or whore. This bitch, this fucking cunt bag, she's a man killer. She'll eat your testicles. You know what I'm talking about, fellas. Susanna, Susanna, I'm crazy fucking you.
Hey, Susanna.
Shooby dooby dooby doo. Listen up, you dirty sluts, you fucking whores, bitches, and hoe bags. This is Vince in the Bay all up in you, bringing you the real deals. These nuts serve more than meals on wheels, you know what I'm saying? So lay back, relax, and check out this story about my homegirl, Susanna. I think you know her. Oh yeah, Susanna, you know what I'm going to do to you, don't you? Yeah. Yeah, cradled between your tender thighs, I lift you to my mouth, and the abundance of your wetness greets me. And my mouth overflows with your warm essence. Your sweet taste is on my tongue. Your fragrance delights my senses. No gentle lick this visit. No bashful, cautious approach, for I wish to consume you. Push against my hungry mouth, young one, as the tip of my tongue slides up the slippery furrow that welcomes me between rows of delicate pink petals. Thrust against my generous tongue. Show me the power of your desire. My oral caresses consume you. My exploring tongue lifts the hood and finds your smooth, firm pearl. You squeal in that unique way you always do when I hit it just right, signaling that I've found your spot, of course. I harden with response. I harden in response. In response, I harden. My jaws protest that my mouth my jaws protest what my open mouth provides. But I'm unrelenting in my gift to you, intent on your fulfillment. I feel your body tense, Susanna. Why are you so quiet, Susanna? Are you getting close? You're so quiet, Susanna. Concentrating, bearing down. Soon now, my love, ecstasy approaches, Susanna. You push hard and fast against my tongue, shameless in using me, and I so willingly comply until you cry out, and in your satisfaction, I will find mine. But mine, Susanna, will be the greater. Because I got you off, baby. You're mine, sister.
Susanna.
Susanna. Susanna, I'm crazy humping you.
Crazy humping you.
Susanna. Susanna. crazy fucking you. Susanna. 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 You crazy fucking whore. I fucking hate you, Susanna.
Susanna.
You cunt bag. Thank you, Beckus. Thank you, Josh. That was the story of Susanna. I appreciate everyone coming out tonight. Check me out. I don't know. Probably next Sunday. I don't know when my next show is. I have no clue. Just follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/VinceLePay, and you'll know when I'm on again.
Awesome. And that was great.
Yeah.
I feel a little all violated, right. But it's all right.
I fill a request for, who is it? Plus One wants to dedicate this song to our Twitter crush, Psycho. And I'm going to play it now. And say goodnight. Once again, to figure out when I'm going to be on the show, do a show again, follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/Vin. And this is going out to Spyco from Plus One. If I can find it on my. I forgot the name of the band. My bad. God, how terrible. This is, again, here we go. We're out of here. This is from Plus One to Spyco, Smack My Bitch Up by Prodigy.